We are joined in studio by Linda Edelstein, the CEO at the Milwaukee Youth Symphony Orchestra. Big event coming up this weekend. Steve, thanks for bringing your boss in today. We really appreciate
awesome.
It.
This is awesome. Yeah, all of my worlds are colliding right now. It's great. It's
indeed. Great. Especially for a show that we're talking leadership transitions and bosses. Linda, appreciate your time. You have a big event coming up on Saturday that we can get to later. But I want to just have you give us the overview of MISO, the relationship to the Milwaukee Symphony Orchestra, obviously, and then talk a little bit about your time driving the importance of the arts in Milwaukee.
Thanks, Jeff.
And sure.
Thanks, Steve, for inviting me to join you today. The Milwaukee Youth Symphony Orchestra is the largest after-school youth orchestra in the country. We serve 1,000 young people from throughout southeastern Wisconsin, from more than 250 schools and 14 counties, in a wide variety of everything from full symphony orchestras to jazz and steel bands. We begin young string students and young band students from the city of Milwaukee who don't have a lot of access to music education, mm-hmm. and in doing so, we take away every barrier to their participation.
Mm. And you've spent a lot of your leadership time in this market, formerly at the United Performing Arts Fund, and just bringing together corporations and communities to provide opportunities for kids to dive into music.
Right. The importance of the arts and culture sector, thanks for calling out the art museum tonight, is a way to bring our community together in positive ways. And it's in ways for us to heal. Sometimes, we turn to music or we turn to the arts as a way to express ourselves when we're filled with joy. Sometimes we turn to it when maybe things are more challenging, and experiencing the arts and for our young people, allowing them to find their voice through their music allows them to process the good and the not so good in their lives.
Yeah. What role, and we talk a lot on this show about recruitment and retention, leadership development, what role does music play in helping youth develop kind of resilience and adaptability as they look to, hey, I may continue to play my instrument, but I know I'm going to get into the workforce and I'm going to have stuff coming at me each and every day.
Right. So that is one of the primary components of what we do in our work. We teach our young people through the power of music about focus and discipline, how to work in teams, how to have and learn critical thinking skills and complex problem solving. We teach them in their ensembles how to have strong nonverbal communication mm-hmm. skills. And we give them all of these opportunities. These are all the things they need to be successful, whether they are at home or at school or eventually when they're out in the workforce.
Yeah. Linda Edelstein from the Milwaukee Youth Symphony Orchestra. Big event coming up Saturday in Brookfield. When we come back, we'll tell you more about it and more with Steve Glenn and Martin Moore. I'm Jeff Sherman. You're listening to WTMJ. Welcome back to The Upswing. Martin Moore, Steve Glenn, Linda Edelstein from Milwaukee Youth Symphony Orchestra. Linda, you have a big event coming up tomorrow at the Sharon Lynn Wilson Center in Brookfield. Tell us all about it.
Thanks, Jeff. It's actually Saturday.
Saturday. I'm sorry. I'm a day ahead of myself. I'm sorry.
Come on,
the whole
right.
election cycle and the no sleep. It's Saturday, November 9th.
Yes.
All day. It's our free gift to the community on Saturday from 10 to 6. It's the one day all year where all of our ensembles, all the classical groups, all the jazz groups, the steel pans play in what I lovingly call a two-ring circus. All the classical groups are on the Harris Theater on the main stage, and we turn them over every 30 to 45 minutes. And all the jazz and the steel pan groups are in the Dawes Theater, same thing. They run simultaneously, and it's an open house. Hmm. So people can come and go. It's free. Our schedule is on our website for who's appearing when.
Okay.
MISO.org. Just go on this on the homepage, scroll down until you
full
see
schedule.
The full schedule. Yeah.
Play Your Part free concert starts at 10 and goes till 6 at the Sharon Lynn Wilson Center in Brookfield.
Yes. And the coolest thing I think about it is it's not like your standard typical performance where you have to sit and wait till they're done. You can go in and out of these rooms as you like to just get as much music, kids' music as possible. And this year, food trucks.
All right.
Nice. Keep people on site.
Even though it's mid-November, we got to continue the festival nature
exactly.
in Grand Milwaukee. That's what it's all
fest.
About. All right, bring it on. All the best with the event. What if I bring my kids, what will they expect? Is it an opportunity for them to say, all right, how can I dive into MISO?
Yes. Mm-hmm. So it's both the opportunity to experience what's it like to see someone like them on stage doing this stuff. And it's also a way for us to connect with families who might not know we exist and create opportunities. It's also a fundraiser. Mm. So our students have been fundraising for the last 5 weeks. And our goal is $130,000.
Okay.
We are nearly at 100.
I think we're over now.
Are we over 100,000?
I think we're over 100,000.
Yeah. Awesome.
Yeah.
So, you know, you can come out and you can help us raise the money that helps allow us to provide financial support for kids who either for their participation or their private lessons or instruments.
Yeah.
Sometimes summer camps. So it's we provide more than $600,000 in financial aid. Mm. So this is a big component for how the community can help give back to young people who wouldn't otherwise have the opportunity to do this.
Very good. Linda and Elstein from Milwaukee Youth Symphony Orchestra Saturday at the Sharon Lynn Wilson Center. Quickly, Martin Moore, you know the power of music and bands in your life.
I do. I used to play Summerfest and played piano and guitar since I was 7 years old, sang.
He still does.
All right.
Awesome.
Very good. The importance of leadership transitions in music in all of our life. So very important. Dive into it and embrace it each and every day.